word will give you wisdom for tomorrow. Today, His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word. Welcome to Consider His Word. What a joy it is to have you with us today. And we hope you'll stay with us throughout this broadcast as we open the Scripture and consider what God has for us today. We're going to begin today again in Isaiah 55. We've read this Scripture several times over the last few weeks, and today is the last in this series on the Bible. We may continue talking about the Bible, but particularly this series on the Bible. We've talked about several things concerning the Scripture. We talked about the importance of the Bible. We've talked about the intention of the Bible. We talked about the inspiration of the Bible. Today, we're going to look at the invitation of the Bible. Did you know that the Bible has an invitation for you? And we're going to be looking at several Scriptures today about how God has given you, extended to you, an invitation in His Word. Let's begin in Isaiah 55. If you have a Bible, I would encourage you to go find it. I know that you may be in the car and driving and you can't do that, and we'll be reading the Scriptures. But if you can, go find a Bible and join us as we consider the Word of God today. While you're looking for your Scripture, I want to remind you to go and look at our website at www.bigcypress.us. Now, at that website is a ministry here at the Big Cypress Seminole Indian Reservation where this broadcast comes from. So go check that out and pray for us if you would. And then also look at www.considerhisword.org. And there you'll find the previous broadcasts in this series. If you'd like to go back and review or go back and listen to the others in these series, they're found there and you can hear them there. You'll also find there a place for a book. And also one thing that is important to me is a place where you can send me a note from there. I'd love to hear from you and hear from where you're hearing this broadcast. And so send me a note from the website at www.considerhisword.org. Let's get to the Word of God. We'll begin in Isaiah 55. We're going to be looking at a number of Scriptures today and be kind of bouncing around a little bit in the Bible, so keep it handy. We're going to be looking at a number of verses in the Scripture. Isaiah 55, I want to begin reading at verse 6. And especially the first part of this, I think, is important. He says, "Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord. And He will have mercy upon him and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth in bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it." We have the promise here that God's word will accomplish what God intended for it to. And one of the things God intended for in his word is to bring you to Him, to bring you back to Him and be reconciled with Him. Let's go back to the Garden of Eden. When God created Adam and Eve and put them in the garden, God walked with them and God talked with them. And God had a great relationship with Adam and Eve. They could casually talk to one another and visit with one another. And God created them for that kind of fellowship. But you know what happened? Adam and Eve took of that fruit, the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And the Bible says that at that moment, sin entered into the world and death by sin. Because of their disobedience, they were then separated from God. And all mankind from that time to this is born separated from God. Because of sin, we are born into sin. And God wanted to reconcile you to himself. God loves you so much. And he loves us so much and loved men so much and people so much that he wanted that fellowship restored. And I believe that's what Jesus came for. God sent his son to the earth so that we could have the forgiveness of sin and that sin be wiped away. And in fact, God said, I will remember their sin no more. And now that relationship with God can be restored. You know, being saved and receiving the Lord and having salvation, however you want to say it, is not just about going to heaven. Many people think that's all it is. Say a prayer, go to heaven. But it's much more than that. And I'm afraid that many who think they're saved really aren't saved because they have no real relationship with God now. And so here's where the invitation of the scripture comes in. God said, the word of God will go and perform what I want it to accomplish. It's going to do what I want it to do. And what he wanted to do in his word was to invite you to himself. Let's take a look at these scriptures. Let's begin with John 20. You know, John was the disciple that Jesus loved. That's how he identified himself in his gospel. And as he comes to the close of his book and comes to the close of his gospel, he says these words, "But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name." You see, the invitation of the Bible is to come and believe, to come to faith in Jesus as the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of God. And he said that believing you might have life through him. Jesus gave us the invitation as well. In Matthew 11:28, he said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." You know, when Jesus came, and when you read the Gospels, he told people to do right. Remember the prostitute that was caught in sin and they were going to stone her, and Jesus told her to go and sin no more. But you see, that's not where salvation was. Salvation was not found in doing right things or in keeping the law. That was impossible. It was found in trusting Christ, believing in him. He said that believing you might have life through his name. The invitation of the Bible is to come and trust Christ, to come to believe him and find eternal life in him. John, the same man, wrote 1 John. It's in a different book. This is a little epistle of John. He said, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the Son of God, that ye may know that you have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God." Did you notice two things here? First of all, let's take them backwards. He said, this was written that you may believe on the name of the Son of God, that you would come to him and trust him, receive him into your life. He said back in the gospel, in John 1:11, his Bible says he came to his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, that is, believe him, he gave the power to become the children of God. And so the invitation of the Bible is to come and believe. And he says, these are written to you that believe that you can know that you have eternal life. Based upon the scripture, the word of God, you can know that you have eternal life. It's not something that you have to worry about. It's not something that you have to be anxious about. It's not something that you have to sit and ponder and wonder if you have eternal life. By trusting Christ, John said here that you can know that you have eternal life. You can know it. And the Bible actually ends with an invitation. If you go all the way to the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, by the way, Revelation promises you a blessing if you'll read it. But when we get to the last book of the Bible, and just before some of the last things, the last words, I want you to listen to what he said. There's another invitation. The Bible closes with this invitation. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst, come. And whosoever, let him take of the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add to these things, God shall add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of this book, of this prophecy of God, and take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book, he which testifieth of these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come Lord Jesus. And then he closes, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. The Spirit and the bride. The bride was the church. And so the Bible ends with an invitation for you to come to Jesus, to come and trust him. God did not give us his word just to entertain us, just to read the stories and maybe entertain each other in the stories. God did not give us his word just to educate us, although it does teach us. God gave us his word so that you could know him, that you could believe him, and you would know how to follow him. Come to Jesus. That's the invitation of the scripture. And so I ask you as we close this program, have you come to him? Have you put your faith and trust in him? Have you received Christ as your Savior? Spend some time with the Lord. Pour out your heart to him and receive him today. That's the invitation of the Bible. Our time is gone. We hope you'll join us again next week when we open the Bible and consider his word.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. Word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening. We'd love to hear from you. Write to us at P.O. Box 848425. In Hollywood, Florida, 33084. Join us again next week when we once again open the Bible and consider his word.
Consider his word.